What stands out to me with the Soul Sisters is the power that's in the room. The power of being in a room with so many strong, amazing ladies. It's mind-blowing. There's magic in this place. There's magic in Kiltalon House, you know, and I've always said that. There's a magic to it when you step in. But when you sit here on a Friday night with the ladies, there's some power in that.
Episode 2, Soul Sisters. This episode of the Survive and Thrive podcast series focuses on women in recovery. Recorded with the Soul Sisters Aftercare Group in Tala Rehabilitation Project, we learn about the importance of women supporting other women in recovery.
And I felt safe, and I felt, oh my God, like, this is amazing. We really want to support each other. There's a nurturing aspect to it.
We look at the opportunities for women in treatment and recovery, but also the gaps and barriers that prevent female participation too.
My son is 7 and a half, so it'll be 8 years that I walked into this room wanting to get clean. And I think over the last 2 years, I've been solid every week here in the Soul Sisters.
We really hope you enjoy this.
Welcome to Survive and Thrive, a podcast series by Tala Drug and Alcohol Task Force. My name is Grace Hill, and this episode is coming to you in what has become, I suppose, the flagship of rehabilitation and recovery in Tala. Tala Rehabilitation Project, Kiltalon House. It's great to be here. Thank you so much. I'm being hosted tonight by the Soul Sisters. They meet every Friday night in Kiltalon House. We're going to hear all about this. And just, it's great to be here. This is part of our celebration of International Women's Day. I suppose I'm joined by Donna Doyle, Vanessa Dunn, project workers here, MTRP, and then group participants, Audrey, Bella and Ruth. You're all very welcome. Thanks so much. Really looking forward to our discussion. I suppose I might start by just asking you, Donna, if you don't mind, I suppose, to give us a bit of history on how long the group has been meeting as part of the, I suppose, the plethora of options here under the auspices of TRP Aftercare Programme. How long has the group been meeting and how it came about?
Thanks, Grace. Yeah, so we meet up here every Friday. We're a gender-specific group, so we're all women. I suppose it was devised a few years back due to the emerging needs of women, a place for them to be able to go and just have a bit of time with other women. So initially, we kind of do a load of different things, Grace. So like we would run it on a 6-week module basis. So we would kind of try to include everything. We'd have like fun modules. We've had a lot of workshops on different topics. We would have holistics, but mostly it's just for the connection with women. You know, there seemed to be, you know, a few years back that emerging need. There was a lot of blocks for women, especially, you know, coming into recovery. And so we thought it would do really well having women just with women. And it's been quite successful so far, you know.
I think we'll get into some of them blocks.
Yeah.
But I suppose starting with the positivity piece in terms of how many people would you usually have here of a Friday night, Vanessa?
Do you know what? It would kind of range like that. Again, as I said, it is gender specific. So like that, some women would find it hard to get here like that due to childcare and things like that. So kind of on any given night, you could have 4 to 5 women. And I suppose just echoing what Donna was saying there like that, you know, we would kind of go off like basically, you know, kind of the women's needs. So we would look at, say, for instance, suggestions that the women would bring or the needs of where the women are at. So basically, when you look at coming into recovery and still looking to meet a fun need, so we go, what can we do fun, you know, for the women like that, that they're still getting that need met in a healthy environment with other women in a safe, healthy space as well, like, you know. So we would kind of gauge it by where the women are at. Sometimes we would have something planned and the women would come in and we could just kind of go, right, we'll put that aside tonight and we will just go with whatever way the group will run. And I think what's really, really enjoyable about that is, you know, the women can come in, as I said, you know, when there is male around, there's certain topics that women won't talk about. So we could talk about getting their legs waxed, you know, and have great crack around that, you know, whether it's women talking about perimenopause or menopause or whether it's pregnancy and, you know, certain topics that you wouldn't discuss around, you know, I suppose if there was a group of men, you know, there. So that's what's really nice and comfortable, and it's a safe space to be able to be open about any kind of topics like that.
Yeah, and I suppose that commonality then is that everyone's in recovery, is that right?
Yeah.
Which is great. Thanks a million. Bella, how's it going? Thanks
Good.
For joining us.
Thanks.
Yeah, so how long have you been part of the Soul Sisters?
Well, I'm in recovery 2.5 years, so I was, I think I was 6 months sober, 8 months sober actually when I started. I started on the day programme up here, and part of it was to do the aftercare as well, which was with the Soul Sisters, which I did have a problem with at first because I went to an all-girls school and I hated it. I just wanted to be around men all the time, all the time. Even when I came into recovery, I was going to CA meetings because there was just men there and I was in my element. I just felt safe with men. I think it was because of going to the all-girls school. So I kind of came past that when we were in the day programme then, there was gender process groups. So I was like so uncomfortable in that. And after, as time went by and I started coming up to the Soul Sisters more and more, it was like the social aspect of recovery was there. Like, you know, I had somewhere to go where I could have fun and I could talk to people that were in the same predicament as me and no judgment. And it was just amazing being able to do that. There's oftentimes I've just left the house, like, you know, and not planned on coming to the Soul Sisters, where they're all driving me bananas and just come up and vent. And it's brilliant. It's mad because I didn't like women and now I couldn't live without women. I'm actually working with women now. I'm training to be a family support worker. So how things have changed, like, I think a lot of women in recovery will relate to that part of, like, feeling really awkward around other women, like, you know.
That's a really good case for, like, co-ed schools, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd be the same. I grew up in all girls. Like, what's that about? You know, you're meant to interact with everyone.
Oh, I hated it. I didn't know how to be around men then as well, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow, you're doing so well. Brilliant. Thanks. Great to have you. Ruth, how's it going? Do you want to tell us a bit about your history with the Soul Sisters?
Yeah, I think I can kind of echo what Bella said. It was from starting in the day programme initially. And, you know, obviously that's a mixed group of people. And I feel like a lot of women, unlike maybe what Bella said, from my perspective, I feel a bit more uncomfortable around men, a bit more performative, like I can't really be myself. So I found that having a place to go to just be with women was easier for me to just be myself, you know? And I have to say, like, coming up to women's groups, women's support of women is, for me, where it's at. Like, I love women's meetings. I love coming up to the Soul Sisters, having a laugh. And it's the inspiration from all the women that I meet along the way. Like, so many women that I've met in recovery have so many barriers, you know, coming into recovery first and foremost. But to see them thrive and to be able to come and, like, get wisdom and knowledge and support from these women is brilliant. I love it, you know.
Do you want to tell us about some of the barriers that you think people have?
Yeah, like, for myself, like, I'm very fortunate. Like, I don't have any children. Mm-hmm. And I think that with childcare, I'm very fortunate. I don't have any kids.
Sometimes I feel like that as well.
Yeah. But, you know, childcare is a barrier.
Yeah, huge barrier.
You know, especially if you're, you know, doing it on your own. So that for me isn't something that's been part of my journey. I've been fortunate in that way. So women who have children, you know, getting out of the house is hard. You know, sometimes when a woman come up to the Soul Sisters on a Friday evening, it's the only time that they've had a conversation with another adult because they're at home with kids all week. You know, and luckily for me, like, I can be that person on the end of the phone for someone else. Other barriers really would just be, I suppose, you know, financial. You know, we can come up here and have fun and it doesn't cost us anything.
Yeah.
It's free, like, and that's not, like, we don't really have that luxury as much anymore, do we? Even to go to the cinema is such an expense. But you can come up here and laugh. You can get looked after. I've gotten my nails done up here. Somebody's volunteered their time to do that. I've had massages. Somebody's volunteered their time to do that. And I think people who can understand how difficult it is to maybe start your journey in recovery And if they have a skill to give, they do want to come up here and give back as well. Yes. So it is, we're very lucky. We're blessed up here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The childcare is huge, isn't it? Yeah. Because not only, whatever about finding it in the day, there's programmes in the day, you know, not always attainable. But nighttime, like as a task force, we've promoted the services here in the aftercare. We push it out on social media. And many times we would get private messages, people going, I'd love to go to this. And I have known to my kids at night.
Definitely.
You know?
And even a big one now coming up with, say, for instance, the Easter holidays, there's 2 weeks off. You know, there's people, there's women that is in the day programme here in Tala Rehabilitation that will have to take those 2 weeks off due to childcare because, you know, there's women that haven't got any family support. You know, there's some people that are lucky that do get, you know, support of family and things. But, you know, it's huge like that, that their recovery becomes a risk. You know, we're having that time off, like, you know. So we do try put a good plan in place to help and support that as much as we can. But the women would say, I'd much rather be there on the campus, like, getting the support and doing my day programme or the aftercare. But unfortunately, my hands are tied.
Yeah, that's really, you really feel at a disadvantage, I'd imagine, in that way. And obviously, there's other barriers too, isn't there, Donna, in terms of financial, as Ruth mentioned, in terms of payments?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we've come up against a lot, even through the SWAT initiative that we did, and just listening to the women, you know, hearing the women's voices and hearing what they have to say. And, you know, we had one or two that, we had a lady that would have loved to do the day programme, and for the sake of being over by 1 hour, you know, she would have lost, you know, the payments that she was getting paid, you know. And you know, when you look at the aftercare as a continuum of care, you might get, like, they'll do the day programme, they'll sort childcare for that, you know, and then when they step into the aftercare programme and they step up from the day programme, it's then another struggle then to find childcare for the aftercare, you know, that way.
Yes, yes.
So it can be quite difficult. Air aftercare runs 5 nights of the week, and you would kind of, you know, see a lot of the women make it maybe, what, 1-2 nights, but it's very rare that they'll make the full 5 nights.
And obviously crucial to relapse prevention.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
Audrey, you're very welcome. Hi. Poor Audrey only found out about this an hour ago. But, yeah. But thanks so much for being a part of it.
Yeah, I'm listening to everybody around. I'm like, wow, it's really nice to see and hear how it's having an impact on everybody, because it has an impact on me, the Soul Sisters. Yeah. I think... How old is Ben? My son is 7 and a half, so it'll be 8 years that I walked into this room wanting to get clean. And I think over the last 2 years, I've been solid every week here in the Soul Sisters. And I used to use the other days, but again, I'm going to go back to the barriers as well. I know you were saying to bring in the positive. But I think for me...
Oh, no, be real. Yeah, I just meant, you know, there's so much positive to promote, but please...
Yeah.
Say how it is, you
it's
know?
Just I'm doing, you know, a sociology in college at the moment, and I was looking at the barriers that women face in recovery. Mm-hmm. That was the topic I picked, because there's so many that go unnoticed. Like, even the aftercare as a continuum, the aftercare was a before for me as well. So my care plan, in order to even get onto the day program here, it involved being in the aftercare. And like that, I think somebody said something about people that, you know, don't have family support around and stuff like that. I'd be in that position. So, you know, parents aren't around, 2 children, that kind of thing. But my son was actually, in order for me to get and meet the care plan here in the very beginning, like, it was really difficult because I hadn't got the childcare and I hadn't got the financial resources or just, you know, people. I wouldn't just leave my son with anybody. Do you know that way? Funny, in recovery I wouldn't, yeah. But if I was, you know, using, like, Grant, yeah, you mind from there. But I had to make a decision that, like, my son was in care for nearly a year. Okay. Yeah, because I was up here 6 nights a week. Like, that was initially when it was open, 6 nights a week. That's what I needed. And now I can get here on a Friday for the Soul Sisters. Maybe, like, I've missed probably 6 weeks, but before that I got up every week. But at the moment I don't have the childcare, so it's really, I'm really losing out. Mm-hmm. Like, even tonight to get up here for that hour and a half, you know, it's costing me a good percentage of my weekly income. Do you know that kind of way? And that comes with a cost. Like,
yeah, of course.
Do you know, because like that, I'm in the middle of a house move or whatever, and every cent counts. But it's like, what's more important, you know? And people outside of recovery, they wouldn't understand, you know, how important it is to get up here and why. So they'd be like, well, why are you complaining about it if, you know, the money thing, you don't have to go. And I'm like, well, I haven't spoken to other grown-ups in a week. Like Ruth said, you know, my son was sick, I was sick. And long story short, if I miss the Friday here, which I have done, I really, 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 really feel it. Mm-hmm. Like the stress levels. And I'm lucky that, you know, I have a counsellor and stuff like that. But coming up here, like Donna said, you know, we come up for a quiz night, let's say. That's on the agenda for a quiz night. And it turns into a chilling chat night.
Yeah.
And we're just like cackling.
I do love a good quiz, I have to say.
I love a good quiz now.
Me and Argie, look, we're quite competitive.
Yes. So if I come up and it turns into a chilling chat, I'm like, oh, wasting money coming up here. No, money massive. No, but it does, like, it does, I actually would have nowhere else to go. So if I was to want to go out on a Friday night just to get out of the house to meet that need of fun or love and belonging, where do I go? A pub?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Honest to God, where do I go? Like, I can't up and leave to my... Like, my friends have kids as well and, you know, like, we're all kind of...
Yeah, but it's
older.
Time
you can't
now.
Just rock
sometimes
up
you need to get away from the family and friends. Yeah.
Do you know? So I'd actually... Yeah, I don't know what I'd do without this place. Honest to God, I love that it's, we say, you know, and we plan our next 6 weeks ahead as a group. What might not be known is this is not a really structured evening. I've heard somebody say before about the aftercare, but like, you know, that's a program. And I go, no, a day program is a program and it's structured. This is very informal and very relaxed and very, how would you say?
It would be more kind of social, you know, that kind of, it wouldn't be as structured as the day programme. However, we would have modules, you know, that kind of way put in place. And like what Audrey is saying.
Everything's put in place, but you don't have to be here specifically at 6 o'clock. And if you're here at 6:30, there's no such thing as you're late.
No.
Or you don't have to stay till 8 o'clock. And, you know, that's what I mean. There's no, what word am I looking for here? Commitment in that sense that, you know, the day programme, if you're late, you know,
it's part of the program as well. It's not a job, it's
very easy going. It's Monday to Friday, obviously the aftercare services are great, but the women on the Friday, I was like Bella. Now, I didn't go to an all-girl school. It's, lo and behold, mommy issues, but I didn't like women at all. Well, I thought I didn't like women, but I was actually afraid that they didn't like me. So I never interacted with women.
Mm.
Until I had no choice.
It's kind of an age thing as well. I find as I'm getting older, I like women. I appreciate women so much
more. So much more.
You know, your mother's like a saint to you. You're like, how did you do it? Yeah. You know, or like, yeah, I think I think as you grow. But I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Audrey. Love and belonging is so strong in what you've said there. Tell me, is your son home with you now, your child?
Yeah. So that was, how old is he? 7.5 now. So he came back when he was like 1. Yeah.
Brilliant, so he's flying.
I'm looking at Donna. Yeah. I'm like, I can't remember. Yeah, no, he's grand. And I have a 2-year-old now as well.
Great.
So, and actually, I'll bring in something why this is so important as well. When I met my second child's father, I think I was 6 months away from the day programme. So the aftercare, I didn't get to come to the aftercare, the support group, because of childcare issues. And my addiction started playing out with men. So it turned out that to keep myself on track, the care plan that was put in place was to make sure to get up on a Friday, because I avoided Fridays. So it's just mad how addiction can play into so many different types of things. But when I pulled back from the nights that men were there, I had no choice. Well, I did have a choice. Of course, I had a choice, but my recovery was my choice. So when I was coming up on the Friday only, initially 6 months after the day programme, I realised, oh my God, women are actually cool. Like, this is so cool. And I felt safe. And I felt, what's the word? oh my God, like, this is amazing. We really want to support each other. Mm. And there's a nurturing aspect to it.
Yeah.
I think because we all have that, you know, and it is, there's a definitely a nurturing aspect.
Yeah, there's something very strong. And you've had a great event to celebrate International Women's Day, didn't you, here?
We did, so we had three really strong ladies and they came up, so they all spoke on an individual topic. One on general recovery. We had a lady speak around menopause, which was so informative, wasn't it? And then we had education pathways back into recovery as well. And I suppose, you know, even just listening to the girls, what stands out for me, I don't know whether you will agree with this or not, I think you will, what stands out to me is with the Soul Sisters is the power that's in the room. The power of being in a room with so many strong, amazing ladies. It's mind-blowing, you know. I mean, I there's magic in this place. There's magic in Kiltalan House, you know, and I've always said that. There's a magic to it when you step in. But when you sit here on a Friday night with the ladies, there's some power in that, isn't there?
You have women, like, from different ethics, different backgrounds, with so many different experiences like that, that come into the room, you know, that when they share their experience, that someone else that might feel on their own with that, whether it's relating to mother or just woman to woman, like, you know what I mean, that, you know, that's where I sit, the magic happens, like, you know, and being able to feel safe and get that love and belonging, like, and that nurturing feeling, like, you know, that's the kind of space that we aimed to create, to have that here. Like, so it's nice to be able to hear that, you know, that you do feel that here, because that's what we aim for.
As a worker,
like,
that's actually come to fruition.
Yeah, definitely, well, like, you know. Yeah.
It's amazing.
And no pressure, but I actually originally thought this group was a singing group. given... and here's the thing, it still could be, okay?
Yeah, I don't know, I feel like we should introduce that. I like that.
Me and Audrey, yeah, doing a cappella. Yeah, I did, because of the title, and because, obviously, Donna would sing at the drop of a hat. But,
can I go back to International Women's Day up here? Because I'll never forget International Women's Day up here, because the three women were speaking. And, like, Lynn Ruan, she is my idol, like, you know, she has been. And there was, like, a moment that where I went to myself, oh, my God, she has actually inspired me so much. She's probably inspired me to go into recovery and everything, like, you know. But they all spoke, and then I shared, and straight after I shared, my phone rang, and my granddaughter was born on International Women's Day, and it was such an amazing feeling.
You literally just
turned
to you, oh my God.
In this room,
yeah, it was...
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's two more on the way as well, two more granddaughters. Yeah.
So we're literally blessed amongst women.
Yeah. For someone who didn't like them, she didn't like them.
We can produce them.
Getting showered with them.
Oh, God, that's amazing. Yeah, I think it's so good. It's amazing to have such role models like Senator Lynn Ruan. It's great to see what she's... And I suppose the potential where we can all come to, like Bella.
It wasn't like that. I'm not into politics at all. It was just how far she's come.
Yeah.
And, like, her experience as well. Like, she was so young being a mother. And it was just, I want what she has. Like,
yeah,
you know?
And still living in Killinard.
Yeah, great.
And it sounds like you're getting there, to be honest with you, because it's great that you're working and you're giving back. You've gone back into it.
Yeah. Also done a course in kinesiology, because, like, being in addiction, I didn't want to be going to the doctor, and I started seeing an osteopath. So I kind of said to myself, right, I want to get into this, because I wanted to bring it into recovery. So I'm actually bringing it in slowly. Like, I worked on Donna earlier, you know.
She's amazing.
Kinesiology on her, like, you know, and it's a pain. It's medicine-free, like, you know. It's all natural healing, like, you know. So, and it's not in recovery, and it's very expensive to get done privately, like, you know.
Yes.
So,
That's brilliant. Yeah, it's great to have those, the range of things, holistics.
Yeah.
And everything that's available. Yeah. Obviously, you're working now in Whitechurch Addiction Support Project.
Yeah, yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm loving it up there, yeah.
Right, and it's about supporting people who are impacted by substance misuse, families mainly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Bella.
Thank you.
Ruth, you're going back to education.
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, well done.
I suppose when I first started up in the day programme, I had been doing hair for years, which is a very female dominated environment as well. When I think of it, grew up with loads of women, all my sisters, family. So I do enjoy being around women. But one thing that I notice is that, like, with women, we always bear the brunt of, like, the support. Do you know what I mean? Like, we people, like, lean on us for everything, you know, and it's lovely to be able to do that. But when it comes to women in recovery and when it comes to recovery, I feel like there's a barrier even to get into, like, counselling because it's so expensive, again. So I'm hoping to go back and do, in September, I'm starting counselling psychotherapy because I want to be able to make psychotherapy and counselling accessible for everybody. Yes. I think it's important, you know, and to give back that way. But yeah, I feel like education has been what I've needed. I need that challenge. I need to be challenged mentally. I need to change paths. I love doing hair. It was served a purpose at the time, but now it's time to move on to something new. And just from my experience of being in these groups and spending time talking to people and even the time behind the chair, talking to other women, talking to men, lovely, getting all that, like giving them all the unsolicited advice. It's just kind of led me into wanting to do that as a career. And it's like when you look at, like, Bella, like, so who's more qualified? There's nobody more qualified to, like, go in and start working in the services and giving back, like, family support than somebody who has gone through that themselves. And maybe it's the same even with hair. Like, it's like, right, well, I've been giving unsolicited advice to everybody, so I might as well learn how to do it properly. You know, that's it. But no, I think for me, I did, when I first started up in the day programme, they encouraged me just to land for a while. Mm-hmm. I was talking about education straight out the gate. And then after a while, getting up here, doing the aftercare, becoming more sociable and confident, I was able to go back and start education. And I've completed two courses in the time that I was up here, and then I'm going on to my next. So it's great. Yeah, I think that what Bella said is just, when you look at, like, people like Lynn Ruan, who we do aspire to be, like, just seeing how they can go from, I don't want to say rags to riches, because that's not the way, but you know what I'm saying.
I know,
like,
but there's a book in that. I think you should go that route.
Yeah, no, I mean, just going from having, you know, the class spectrum, you know, when you look at, like, the opportunities for people who grew up in Tallaght, people who grew up in families like ours or grew up with problems like ours. Everybody has problems, but when you're growing up in a community where you are limited to your opportunities, to see somebody thrive and push through that and break through all of that, it's very brilliant. And I think that that's what we give each other up here. We support each other and we believe in each other. We tell each other, like, that we can do it. Like, I remember Audrey, when she started her course in Onkasan, she came around and did, like, a presentation, and it got me thinking, oh my God, I think I'd really like to go there. And then I started the level 6 around there probably about 2 months later. So, you know, that kind of was my stepping stone. I think you should, yeah. And that's it, like, just seeing, like, somebody who had been here, you know, had a similar story to me, seen it in meetings, seen it in Soul Sisters. I just knew, I was like, yeah, if she can do it, I can do it as well. And that was my little stepping stone into education.
And so, that's part of the shared learning, isn't it? And also, it's very similar to the contagion that is recovery. Yes. Promoting, as I was coming in, you know, the banner on the gate there, recovery is possible. Yes. And it's so strong. You're right, Donna, about, I don't know about the magic now, but I haven't been here that long to feel that yet. But you really feel that you can overcome things, you know, the power of... And I mean, Ruth, you're talking about Lynn being a role model, and she is. I think Lynn's amazing, but I think you're all role models, because I think if we're all from deprived backgrounds, I'm from Ballyfermy, but I've not gone through what yous have gone through. So I would say there's another level of experience and what you have to offer there. And one thing that really strikes me here tonight is how well you all look. You all look great. You really do, and you look so happy, which is
it's even more important,
you know, isn't it?
Happy in our own skins.
Happy in our own skin, and we're not hungover, and we're not, you know, dragging ourselves around.
What'd you say, Ben?
I was miserable in my own skin. When I came up here first, I could barely talk. I could barely lift my head. And now I'm able to do chairs at meetings. I like doing courses and that. I didn't know what I wanted to be as well. I was still the same as I was in school. Did not know what I wanted to be. And then it all started coming together because I done real, real work on myself up here.
So, sorry to interrupt you, but that's a really good thing about the Friday Night the Soul Sisters as well. As a woman, I think there's pressure to look or be a certain way sometimes in society. But when I come up here on a Friday, like, if my hair's on the top of my head, I haven't screwed a makeup on, nothing. There's no pressure. Because I'm coming into a group where it's like, oh, I haven't washed my hair and a couple of whatever it is, and the other's like, oh really? And no, me either. And you know, it's a mutual understanding that there's no pressure to look or be a certain way
in this real competition. No male gaze.
Yeah. There you go. And I'll be honest, that's what one of the main things I love about this place. On a Friday, I only come up on a Friday because of the lack of male presence. Not against males or, you know, whatever, yeah, but there's just a different vibe when there's no male in the room. You know that way? Like I think you said, you can just be yourself. Yeah. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention as well, for the likes of myself and other women who are part of the group that don't or can't get up often, there's a WhatsApp group we've set up. So every day that, what, like the staff, you guys, I don't know if you're in it often. Oh, not monitor. I mean, like, you'd be bombarded with the lovely quotes every morning.
It's beautiful. And the, real positive, like, uplifting. Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know if you just have time to keep up, like, with the quotes and stuff, but that happens. And that's a huge group. Like, there's so many women in that group. And it's great because if there's something going on, and, for instance, if I wanted to get out on a Sunday, I didn't know what, like, I could put in the group, is anybody free? And we'd do something, you know, and it's specific to the Soul Sisters. So,
connection.
Yeah. So it's another aspect of this group. So if you physically, you know, couldn't be here for, like, maybe I wasn't here for 6 weeks, there's that group there, and all the women are there. And every morning, without fail, there's always uplifting, positive, powerful quotes, or people checking in on people, or, you know, it's there every day, even if we can't get here on a Friday. You know, every single day, it's there, and somebody's able to respond, and somebody will respond, you know, and that's really powerful. And, like, I needed support as well, Bella, you helped me. I needed support with college, and the first place I went to was that group, because I was like, the girls would be really happy to help, you know, that way I didn't feel guilty asking. You have really helped me, thank you, by the way. So without that group, like, what, you know, I would have been really struggling with that. So I just wanted to bring that in because it's a really positive aspect.
Yeah.
So
especially if you can't make it.
If anybody's listening going, I couldn't commit, or, you know, I couldn't, whatever, you still can be part of without being here every single week, because it's, for some, that's just not realistic, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but maybe we will have to see about how we can make it possible for people, you know. The night time's tougher though, isn't it?
Because
it's bedtime.
Million dollar question, isn't it?
So you can't just have them in the corner or whatever, you know.
Well,
come here, I suppose, what do you hope for the future in terms of being part of the Soul Sisters? Do you intend to stay?
Well, I hope to actually bring the kinesiology. I'm going to bring it up and, like, you know, do a bit of work on everyone, you know.
Lovely.
Just, I want to give it back.
Yeah.
What I got. Like, exactly. This place means so much to me. It saved my life. It did save my life. And to give back is just... Oh, it's indescribable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fortunate to be in this position.
Yeah, to be able to return the favour, like, you know, it's,
well,
it's just priceless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. I'm delighted you're staying in the sector as well.
Huh?
You'd be working with your colleagues.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Any hopes for the future, Ruth?
I feel like lifelong friendships, you know, like I think most adults can say it's hard to make friends when you're an adult.
Yeah.
And then add the extra layer of being in recovery, you know. For me, being, you know, a single woman, like, I lived abroad for years and I came home and I had to start all over again. And this has been where I've based my core of my friendships, like-minded people. And again, like Bella, like, I'd like to do the full circle. I hope that I can bring something back here one day that I can contribute, even if it is take a little break from all that for a while, Grace.
Yeah.
But hopefully I'll boomerang back around and
I'll
be working in the services one day too.
Brilliant.
Because that's where I want to be.
Oh, fantastic. Audrey, you're moving house, aren't you? Another new beginning.
Yeah, finally. Finally, yeah. 15 years on the house, and this got me house.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
So tomorrow you said you're moving?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. D-Day, okay. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's really great and positive. But I'll feel that when I'm over this, you know, stage of the overwhelming, is this done, what needs to be done, all that crack. So I'm looking forward to the time when everything's just settled. And I'm like, oh my God, here
does
I am.
Does that actually happen? Sorry, because I... when is
I'll
it
that you know exhaled?
Because I haven't exhaled yet.
Yeah, I know, no, but I like, you know what I mean? The unpacking of the box is not that cracking.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, really, yeah. really take in the significance of
putting
of
down
it,
roots. Like, this yeah. is your new home forever.
Yeah, exactly. But my hopes, like, in the Soul Sisters is hopefully for a lot more women to come up. Mm-hmm. Because the more women that are here, the more support, the more skills being brought in as well. Like, the amount of skills in this room is unbelievable. Like, and I'm delighted, you know, kinesiology is on the way. Yeah. And I hope to bring skills here as well. So the hope, yeah, I really hope that this continues on mm-hmm. for a long, long time and just grows and grows and grows. And I hope that women just take a step to come up and even just check it out, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and hopefully see a lot more women up.
Yeah, well, I think this podcast will help us promote what an amazing group it is. Obviously, there's other services available in the TRP aftercare service as well. As Donna said, 5 nights a week, which is amazing. Yeah. Yeah. We're blessed to have it in this community. So through this podcast, but also through our celebration of Recovery Month and other activities in the year, we try to promote it as much as possible and try to address some of those barriers. As a task force, that's what our responsibility is, to try and why can't people participate? Mm-hmm. And how can we find a way around that?
And just to say as well, it's not only the Talla area as well, Grace, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
people from everywhere can avail of mm-hmm. air aftercare, you know.
Yeah, open door policy, which is
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. yeah, and sometimes it suits people to go to a different area as well. Yeah. Well, well done, I have to say, and well done to Donna and Vanessa, who I know are associated with TRP a long time. And I think it's proof in terms of the work that you have put in and your passion and dedication to the project and to the Soul Sisters. And I hope to be made an honorary member, mm-hmm. an honorary Soul Sister one day.
Well, you'll have to come up for a karaoke.
Karaoke night.
Oh,
it's the best.
I knew it was a singing group. I knew it.
Yeah, that's
where you were right.
You'll be fighting
karaoke.
Me,
I love it.
I think we should have a hair yeah. night and I'll do hair.
Absolutely.
That's a little
absolutely.
Smile,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Totally yeah. down for
I
that,
think
yeah.
that's great.
Do it a hair yeah. wash.
Mm-hmm. Well, well done, because it feels so welcoming. You know, for anyone new coming in, I'd say it would just be amazing. I can only imagine how important this group would be to women in recovery. So well done, and thanks for having me.
Thanks
for coming up, Grace. Thanks, girls.
Sorry, is that all right?
Yeah.
That's very easy, you felt, didn't it?
And not one of us cursed.
No,
that
you.
Was unbelievable. We didn't curse.
That's mad.
Oh, shit.
That's mad.
Very robust, isn't it?